reach the
Hey everybody and welcome to the show. My name's Dave here, not giving a shist, and this is a Fistful Podcast from FistfulPodcast.com. Back for another great week. Let me introduce you, as usual, to my co-hosts, all the way from the Reno Sparks area. And up first, we have one, Mr. Andrew A-Dog B to the V Van Vergevin.
That was quite a name. Okay. David, why do mice have such small balls?
Because small balls. It's got to be a pun. Because they, I don't know.
Because not many of them know how to waltz.
I mean, even if a lot of them had that capability, I bet it would still be a small ball.
Probably.
No Adam today.
He's out and about.
Yeah, he's out in the world eating raw fish and doing horribly depraved things to himself and others.
Yeah, but that's a given.
That's always a given. In studio, of course. Krista's over there back on the couch.
A pleasure.
So, this is 2 days in a row, or 2 days, two shows in a row, that we are missing one of our quartet.
Oh, sorry.
Whatever. You had ladies' night. Was the feeling right?
I guess.
I don't know. Ladies' night was just a weird thing.
Was the feeling right? I guess.
What was I supposed to say?
You would have to say yes and then, oh, what a night.
Oh. Yeah.
Jesus H. Christ.
Sorry.
Is this your first time on the goddamn show? Hey. But Andy, so check this out. A couple of things going on this week that were like legit nuts. So.
It's only Tuesday.
Yeah, it's only two. Well, I'm talking about last week. Thanks for ruining the timeline of the show, Krista.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. We're recording on Tuesday.
Yeah. It's Tuesday.
So after we pulled back the veneer, we went to the zoo on Saturday because we went and got the membership because there's a bunch of dinosaur exhibits coming to the zoo. So I was like, yeah, boom, we're there.
Bam.
We haven't got our card yet, so we have to go to the membership box and be like, hey, we're members, but they haven't got our card yet to get like a temporary thingamajig. And we're behind these two people. First one is a family of, like, I don't know what they were. They were, like, a nightmare. He could have been...
Family of nightmares.
Well, like, he was, like, a nerd type guy because he had, like, the nerd... You know how, like, nerds will get their hair cut short and then, like, not have to worry about it. But then when he gets to that point when it's too long and they can no longer sleep on it and just roll out of bed...
Yeah.
Yeah. I was imagining like the nerd flat top when you said cut short because I've seen that before.
Yeah, kind of like the nerd flat top, but it got too long and he woke up and didn't bother taking a shower or doing anything.
He got a cowlick.
Yeah.
So it just flopped.
Yeah. Just this nerd. Yeah. Kind of like that nerd family. And the wife turns around and she has one like a baby hanging off of her exposed tit like a baby chimp.
And he was asleep. He wasn't. It wasn't even like.
Kids asleep, face mashed into this tit, and she's like, dude, running around, like having this kid. Like, and it looked like she could have let that kid go, and it would have hung on like an opossum.
Well, technically, David, she's trying to reinforce the suckling instinct in her child.
She was trying to suffocate her kid on her tit. Imagine having to explain
I don't need
that.
Another one.
Get in there. God, it was so crazy. So, yeah, so we're, you know, and of course he has a million questions. The dad who's getting the membership, he's got a fucking million questions. So, like, the toddler running around is getting more and more impatient, and this, I've got to see this woman turn around to this, like, her tit and this kid just smashed into it the whole time. And so here's the thing. Like, if you go somewhere and, like, let's say the Phoenix Zoo, for example, and you're going to go buy a membership. You say, I want to become a member. There's four options. It's, like, you and a family member, you, a family member, and a bunch of kids, and it goes up from there. But there's only four options. And this bitch in front of us sidles up to the goddamn window and is like, okay, now what do you guys offer? Meanwhile, like the bulletin board with the four options is like right next to her fucking head. And she's like, now there's two of us, but there's also a child sometimes. And the guy's like, hey, look, like he's like pointing at it. And I'm like, bitch, there's four things. It's not like you can want, it's not like a Taco Bell where you wander and you're like, what's in the number six? There's four
like
fucking
a bitch.
Things. Oh my God.
Well, and obviously, David, you were a family.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so it's like single level one.
So the family
and
option
two.
Then.
Yeah. Single level one and two or family level one and two. Pick, I'm guessing, the family one, and then you only have two choices.
Hi, David. I work in retail, and my wife works as a cashier at a. At a food establishment, we will both tell you that nobody reads a fucking sign ever.
I just couldn't goddamn. And that's the thing. I would have cut her a little more slack if she just wandered in from the parking lot and walked right up. But no, she was in front of us, behind the person in front of her for 20 minutes before she even walked up there. So it was as if she averted her gaze from every useful bit of information that could have helped.
Mm-hmm. David, a lot of times I'm forced to work. Well, I'm not forced. I love working self-checkout. I don't have to talk to a fucking person. But the amount of time it takes for a person to lose interest in actually checking out, like when they're standing in line, all of the lanes are full, right?
Uh-huh.
The next person could see the person picking up their bags and quickly look away to be like, and I have to go, hey. There. Pay attention right there.
You go there.
Oh, man. Yeah, people are fucking crazy. And so, you know, my affliction for my undying hatred of the lower class.
Yeah, I have one, too.
Well, at the zoo, they are essentially throwing that in my goddamn face because now you can buy beer at the zoo all day long.
Yep.
Does it come in an elephant cup?
No, it comes in a aluminum Bud Light can that was shaped like the bottle. And so, yeah, we're there. It's like fucking 9:30 a.m. There's kids everywhere. There was just like a kid fun run, so there's even more kids than usual. And we get in there, and there's a guy, and he was following me around. He was like that annoying fairy from Zelda for me.
Hey!
And I'm like, and every time I turn around, there he is with his blue Bud Light aluminum bottle and his goddamn giant vape thing.
Listen.
Oh, I didn't know he had his vape and it. Yeah. So let me revise my hey.
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 Yeah. And so it was, oh my God. So, and on top of like the giant vape canister that can hold roughly a pint of vape juice, which I can only assume lasts days. And the fucking Bud Light, he was in like a wife beater too.
Well, yeah.
Oh, God.
What else is he gonna wear?
Like you'll never find someone who is not pulling off a trifecta. Like you'll never see just a vape or just a beer or just the wife beater or even two. You might see two every once in a while. But 9 times out of 10, it's always the three. It's always like, as soon as the place you're at starts serving alcohol, that guy in every city in every town shows up to that place to act like a moron.
And sometimes you'll get a difference. You won't have a wife beater, but I'll have a t-shirt with a lot of holes in it.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not vaping, but he has a face tattoo.
Yeah, or a neck tattoo.
Man, I've seen so many people with tattoos. It looks... It used to be like they'd be on Ripley's Believe It or Not, where it was like, this guy had his whole body tattooed. Now it's just like, look, I'm Zidane from fucking Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I can't remember where I was at. I don't know. But we were someplace, and the cashier turns around, full-blown neck tattoo from like the spine to the Adam's apple of like roses or something. And I was like, how do you work here?
Well, and I considered getting a sleeve, but I was like, better if I'm going to do that, better get a quarter sleeve so I can hide it with a shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I don't think anyone makes that decision when they're in the tattoo parlor, because we were at we went to dinner with some family, and our waitress was one of those people who how do I describe this person?
Well,
so you know when they go home, they don't own anything they bought new.
Yes.
And they say they're addicted to getting tattoos and that they like the pain, that sort of person we've all run into. Mm-hmm.
But they're also the sort of person who complains that they never have enough money.
Yes, yeah. It'll be in the same breath when they're like, yeah, I just got this one over at the, you know, Urban Art or whatever. Oh, man, I can't make rent.
But they have food stamps or something.
Yeah. And so, like, that was the thing. Like, she had tattoos all over her arms. And one of my cousins was like, oh, look at that one. That one's pretty cool. She's like, yeah, my mother-in-law got me that. That's another sign of white trash. If your in-law anything gets you a tattoo, There's no help for you.
Well, David, what if? Okay, hypothetical situation. That makes me white trash if I get a memorial tattoo.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. You can't. There are, and I was thinking about this earlier this week, and maybe you can help me. I'm trying to put together a list of things that you know you're white trash when, and I think memorial tattoo is a huge one.
I think a memorial. Oh my god.
And the dates have to be incredibly close together.
Yeah, well, they have to be at like 16 to 24.
Yeah, because then you know they died in a dirt biking accident.
Mm-hmm. Or diving, like, there's like, he got swept away from on the river while we was rafting.
Yeah, anyone, I guarantee like one out of every three memorial tattoos, if they are under 16 and they're in Arizona, or they're under 21, they're in Arizona, they died on the Salt River. They drowned.
My nephew that's older than me. Mm-hmm. Has a tattoo, a memorial tattoo for one of his friends who died cliff diving on a place that wasn't supposed to be for cliff diving. The water was only about 2 feet.
Mm. What? Wow.
He died on impact.
That's the thing. That's like the lowest rent memorial. Like, if you want to memorialize someone, you put a nice picture of them in your house and put some knickknacks that they were fond of around it. But, like, white trash are like, you know what? The best way to remember my dead nephew, son, grandson, whatever, is, like, tattoo or failing that, like the stickers, those decals for your car.
I was going to say, that's the lowest rent, David. Those decals cost $5.
Yeah, if you can't afford a tattoo, you go down to the local outdoor swap mart, and I guarantee you, the one near you will sell custom stickers for your car. Just say, in loving memory of yada, 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 1982 to 2003. And they'll be like, yep, we already got a preset for that.
that should be something I do. Like our local drive-in movie theater turns into a swap mart during the day.
Uh-huh.
I should go down there and see not only the quality of weapons they sell, because you know they're going to have some bitchin' samurai swords.
Oh, hell yeah. And Nazi daggers, bro.
Yeah. But also, if I can get some sweet laser cut decals for Bobby Joe.
Yeah. And that's the thing. That's the white trash equivalent. So what? I feel like anyone who flicks a cigarette butt, maybe that's a rich man, poor man thing.
No, David, it's no longer a cigarette butt.
What is it?
I feel like if I'm sitting at a stoplight and I see you roll down your window and vape smoke just pours out, white trash.
Yeah, white trash. But I'm talking about like people who carelessly flick the cigarette butts into the road as if those aren't garbage. Like they think that they're sunflower seeds and they'll biodegrade, or like a bird will come along and eat it.
Well, it's even better in Nevada because we have so much sagebrush. And people flick them up out of their cars, and then just wildfire appears.
Oh, yeah. We got that in Arizona, too. Like, we're no stranger to the careless asshole wildfire here.
Well, I think, going back to tattoos, I think that the wings that people get on their back, like the affliction.
God, I hope people still aren't doing that.
I see it, so I'm assuming they're still doing it.
Yeah, that's white trash.
There's the lowest form of neck tattoo, which is the... like a two-word thing on the back of a girl's neck.
It just says, fuck
in lieu
off.
Of a tramp stamp, obviously.
Right.
Right.
Because at least a tramp stamp you can hide. Like, because you see ones, and it's never something on the back that's like a Chaucer reference or like a quote from a famous literary source. It's always like, fuck this.
Juicy.
Or I'm bitchin', or bitch inside, or whatever.
Always beautiful.
Yeah. It's very hard to get a tattoo that isn't white trash.
Hey.
I'm not saying it can't be done. I mean, you and I think, made it out alive.
Well, David, all my tattoos are very obscure nerd references, so I'm not.
Yeah, and that's
God,
the thing.
People ask about the goddamn one on my arm all the time. I got it when I was 18. It
me
seemed
too.
Like a good idea at the time. It looks like the fucking Eiffel Tower. It's from Werewolf the Apocalypse. Stop asking me.
Yeah, I've got kanji on my arm. And I am still annoyed. I wear long sleeves or long enough sleeves to cover it as often as I can because I'm so fucking annoyed. Like, we're not friends. You don't know me. You don't give a fuck. Like, God. But yeah, so tattoos, definitely one of those. I think anytime you wear an undershirt, even if it's an under t-shirt, like one of those Hanes classic white tees you're supposed to wear under something, that's white trash. Or like, unless it's a Sunday and you're just going to the dock to check on your yacht. like
or,
me.
Or I mean, like, you can wear it around the house. An undershirt's fine for an around the house kick around.
Yeah, like you're vacuuming. You're not trying to impress anybody. You know, knock yourself out. But as soon as you step foot out of that front door, you better be having some, like, something that's meant to be seen by human eyes.
Well, like, see, and I have a problem with several people I hang out with because they wear pajama pants everywhere.
That is so fucking gross.
I don't
that,
even like wearing leggings out, but I'm getting more okay yeah. with it.
Pajama
and I'm
pants
like,
in
folks,
public.
We're going to the movies, not to the sleepover.
Yeah, pajama pants in public, white trash.
Yeah.
Unequivocally. Even if it's those, like, pajama jeans. Like...
pajama jeans are a white trash lie.
Yeah, it's like someone, like, if you're going to go the extra step to buy pajama pants that look like jeans, why not just slide into a pair of jeans?
Because you have to button them.
Who in their right mind is like, jeans are so uncomfortable. They've been like the go-to pants and shorts for the past 200 fucking years.
Well, the reason why they're uncomfortable is because they wear them a size or two too small than what they should be.
I must interject that if you're wearing jean shorts, you're white trash.
True. Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Like jeans are a default pants, but once you get into jorts, you got a problem.
Because that's the thing. Why is it that no matter who rolls out jean shorts, they always look like when you put them on, you're somebody's dad? and P.S., like, jean short manufacturers, if you're going to start stemming the tide of this, like, you know, no, like, whatever, of this epidemic, quit putting the fucking hammer loops on them. Like, no one is going to be, no one is putting a hammer in those. No one is re-roofing their house in a pair of fucking jorts.
I'm just going to slip my vape in there.
Boop. Yeah, they're a big hammer-shaped vape.
This is my hammer vape.
Oh, man, yeah. So jean shorts, definitely white trash. And there's a family in our exchange program where I've seen the dude like four times and constantly. Either like Crocs or sandals, yep. Jean shorts, and sleeveless tees, but not tank tops.
Yep.
Ugh.
They're like just thick enough to not be.
And I wonder if like if the people, because you know like the tank tops that have the classically skinny shoulder straps. I wonder if the people wearing like the sleeveless t-shirt style muscle tee are looking at the tank tops and being like, ugh, how disgusting. Like, I wonder
how
if it's like,
awful.
Oh, that's below me. And I'm above them both being like, what are these fucking assholes talking about?
Well, David, last year our air conditioning broke during the summer and it got up into the hundreds here, which is, you know.
Yikes. Yeah, that's bad for you guys.
So Alex and I were sitting around, like, I have one tank top.
Uh-huh.
So I was sitting around in it and I turned to Alex. I was like, I'm either white trash or Russian.
Russian?
Yep.
That's an obscure reference. There are so many white trash things. And I think the another classic that's always been in my book is putting expensive ass rims on a primer gray Civic or El Camino or any of those old shitty, like, they'll throw $1,800 into the rims and get like nice tires, but then it looks like their Civic was like hit with a shotgun 40 times.
Hey, but that's always the fucking thing. And we talked about this just a few seconds ago. It's always the people, it's like, oh man, check out my sweet rims. $1,600. God, I'm poor.
Yeah. Yeah, that always, and it was always like the biggest thing. Like, kids in my high school, this one kid had a Toyota Tacoma, like a 92 Toyota Tacoma, and it was a piece of shit, but he like spent all of his money slamming it to the ground and putting low profile rims and tires on there. He blew like $2,500 on a $300 truck and then couldn't drive it into the parking lot because instead of a speed bump, we had like the exact negative of a speed
divot?
Bump. Yeah. A speed. Yeah. Ditch or something.
Yeah. Like a speed ditch.
Yeah. And he couldn't park on school property anymore because of this stupid fucking modifications he made to this thing.
And I'll never understand that. People's like, I've lowered my car so much that even if you put an inch of concrete above normal concrete,
yeah, and
it's not.
I get why race cars are so low to the ground because you don't want any up thrust and you want all of, you know, but spoiler alert, every jackass ever, that 1972 El Camino is never going to reach race car speed. Like, you can't even paint the fucking thing. Like, you're not going to get that thing up to Mach 4. Fucking break with that shit.
What about the people that drive around in like the old minivans that are one color, but there's one door that's like,
yeah,
where
yellow?
Did they get that door? There's always
obviously you go down to the equivalent here would be pick and pull.
Oh yeah,
where people buy your like they'll buy your car for $100 and then they set it in a lot and you can just go like they'll let you go in there. They're like, hey, give us $50, take whatever you want.
Uh-huh. I remember seeing a car that had three different color doors. There was only one with the factory original color. And I, wow. But that just brings to mind, where the fuck did those other three doors go? And why didn't you learn your lesson after the first two?
Well, David, I've been spending a lot of time with children recently, and I can tell you it's probably kids that did that.
You think the dude behind the steering wheel of that slammed to the ground Toyota Corolla, like with his dark cholo sunglasses and wife beater, he's got a lot of kids rolling around in his car?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
David, the sort of person that's rolling around in the Toyota Corolla with his dark cholo sunglasses and his car is close to the ground is the sort of man who goes, condom?
Yeah, that's that's so much. Yeah, I love, and you can't even say it's white trash anymore because all of these, thanks to the internet, every segment of trash from every racial group and every stereotype can now bask in each other's shitty ideas.
Yeah.
And it's because like back in like in high school and junior high, every sort of lower class segment of each social group would have their own like, oh, they do this to their cars. They wear this type of clothes. They do this. They do that. But now like Twitter has made it so that every segment of human garbage can like bask in each other's filth. And it's all just like a bunch of pigs in shit. Whereas before they were in separate containers. Now they're just like set loose in this field to shit and piss all over each other.
Welcome to the internet.
Right.
Yeah, but and I guess that's one instance of the internet leaking into real life.
That's not just no. Okay, we're
that's my favorite anyway. Oh, okay. So check this out. Speaking of white trash, we spent a night last night surrounded by it.
So, you went to a NASCAR race. You went to a NASCAR sleepover.
No, this is the thing I was texting you about.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We're getting settled in for the night. I've made dinner. I've done some editing.
I have no bra on.
Yeah, Krista's completely three sheets to the wind. And we're sitting there watching TV, and Jeff comes in, and he's like, hey, I'm ready to go. And he grabs a can of corn.
He's got his shoes on.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? and so he's like, oh, you know, there's a football game happening.
There's
tonight.
An activity.
There's an activity. He said activity. There's an activity at the school. And I'm, what? So Chris looks it up, and it's the Powder Puff football game.
Powder Puff football games are always interesting to me.
Now, okay, so for those of you who don't know, the Powder Puff game is when, like, are they the cheerleaders?
Well, no, any girl, well, at least at my high school, any girl could sign up, but the cheerleaders for that game would be the football players.
Yeah, so that's what happened. The Powder Puff game is like this tradition, and apparently it's in Arizona, because I talked to my boss, and she was from back east, had no idea. So it's the one football game where they cut like 30 yards off the field, and the girls play football, like flag football.
The girls
football.
Are way nastier than the boys.
Holy shit, I've got some stories. But yeah, so, and P.S., it was the senior girls versus the junior girls, and the senior male football team as cheerleaders and the juniors football team as cheerleaders. So it's a bunch of like children.
I have a question.
Sure.
So when I went to high school, I haven't seen a Powder Puff game since I was in high school.
This was my first.
I've never seen one.
Did they actually let the boys dress as girls?
Yes.
Yes.
Because when I went to school, they were like, nah, you guys are going to look like a bunch of fags.
This was straight up, like, hilarious stereotype. Like, it was all the football players in cheerleaders' skirts and, like, vests, and they did the cha-cha slide at halftime.
Did they do whore makeup?
No whore makeup.
No, but they had their shorts underneath their skirts.
Well, yeah, they were obviously hanging brain.
Oh, well, because, like, when I, like, they didn't let them, they were like, no, you're going to wear track uniforms. So they all did, like, outrageous, like, cross-dresser prostitute makeup instead.
Oh, yeah. This was just the skirts, no makeup. So, you know, we're watching this terrible game. The announcers are two of the high school kids who have no idea how to speak into a microphone, nor, I think, to a real live person, should there be one in front of them.
Well, Coming right up, we have a football.
Yeah, it was kind of like that, because we roll up, and it was so goddamn terrible. They had this running gag that I thought was actually pretty hilarious because of how shitty it was. The gag was, oh, we found some keys, and if you want them, come to the announcer booth and tell us what color they are, and you can have them back. And then
they're not black.
Nobody's come to claim these keys. Somebody won't be driving home. And
if
like
you're
they just
a
kept,
golfer,
yeah. It was so fucking crazy. So like there was this running gag that nobody was laughing at. Was completely unfunny, but I found it to be hilarious.
It was so annoying, and the guy was desperate. He's like, "I'm single."
Yeah, it was a boy and a girl announcing the things, and the girl would be like, "Ugh, I'm so obnoxious," like the self-deprecating, like to the extreme.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I'm obnoxious and ugly. Somebody just dropped the ball. Click. And then the dude would be like, hey, everybody. There are those male cheerleaders. P.S. still single up here in the booth. And I turn around to look at him, and he looked like a pig had snuck into a costume shop and said to the woman, make me look like a teenager from an 80s movie.
Jesus. It's like a fun fact.
It was terrible. I was texting Andy the whole time, and it was as if I had been beamed to a different planet, but I could understand their language.
It was crazy. And then he'd come on the thing and be like, P-I-Z-Z-A, pizza. And he'd unclick it. I'm like, what are we doing here?
And then he would make calls out to the audience. He's like, need nachos in the booth. Nachos. Click.
The P-I-Z-Z-A thing is the weirdest reference I've ever heard from a football announcer ever.
Right? Yeah, and they kept saying that, like, we're volunteers, that's why we suck. And I'm like, get better then, or hand the mic to him. I'll do it.
Fucking work on it. There.
I didn't know anybody's name. I didn't know what was going on. I could have fucking nailed it.
I'd fire all of you if I could.
The announcer for our football games was the ROTC drill sergeant.
Ooh.
Nice.
So he was pretty fucking good.
Yeah, I bet he had his shit together. Well, so we're watching this, seniors versus juniors, and, you know, pretty good moves on these kids. Like, they should have a girls football team the whole time.
They should also have helmets.
Yeah, they probably should have helmets.
They didn't have helmets?
No! Because
this
flag football.
Yeah, it was flag football. So junior, they're like, juniors have the ball, she snaps, and she decides to run on the outside and try and get through. This giant Samoan senior snatches that bitch by her hair and smashes her head into the ground.
Jesus.
I'm like, this is flag football. Yeah. You just pull the
penalty,
flag.
Penalty.
Like, completely intentional. Grabs that bitch, and she had a lot of hair.
Yeah.
And, like, you saw her head bounce off the turf like a soccer ball.
Jesus.
Everyone's like, oh,
and, you know,
shit.
Everyone rushes the field. And then, like, 3 seconds later, they all clear out. And the fucking bitch who slammed the other girl on the ground was, like, receiving high fives from everybody.
Yeah.
I did it.
And I think they kicked her out of the game. But that, like, you can't be like, hey, that's a bad thing. Receive your 40 high fives from students and faculty on your way to the fucking locker room.
I feel like they kicked her out of the game after she made another touchdown.
I could not believe that shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's like her hair was a solid 2 feet above those flags, but this bitch snatched her and run her to the ground.
It was crazy.
Absolutely vicious.
I gasped.
Like,
I was
she
the only
see a doctor.
One, too, also. I was like, oh! After that happened.
All the people in Arizona are like, yeah, get her.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, smash her into the dirt. And I was like, oh my, I'm aghast.
Oh my God.
And your young boy's just shouting the N-word.
Well, no, he's sitting there. I think
what's going on.
If there was anyone there more confused than I was, it was him. Because I don't think they have any access to American football, where he comes from.
No.
And on top of that, like, the announcing and the play-by-play, it was all so terrible. Even, like, I knew English, and I felt like I was on a different planet. I can't imagine what he was going through.
Meanwhile, the guy to the left of me is probably, like, the dad to one of the people, is sitting there with his phone watching a real football game with the sound all the way up.
He was watching the Cardinals game, and, it was interesting because, like, hearing his phone and all the real football sounds made it sort of feel like a real game. Oh my God, it was like, and to top all the insanity off, there were four judges on the field because you got to see exactly when the flags get pulled off. And one guy was wearing like a leather daddy hat. The other guy was wearing like a clown wig. There was like a blue like diver's helmet type thing. I'm like, and I talked to Jeff. I'm like, what the fuck's going on with those hats? Was it like crazy hat day? And it, I don't even know why, but that's the thing. Every time they threw a flag, it was just their hat getting tossed into the fray.
Well, here's the thing, David. They're wearing funny hats because women playing football is stupid and ridiculous.
It was hilarious. And here, like, it was so, like, and I'm no, you know, champion of feminism by any means, but even I was offended by this game. Like, they pulled the goal lines in a good 20 yards in from each side.
Yeah.
And there was no such thing as out of bounds. They could have.
Women can't run.
They could have run up into the stands around me, back onto the field to score a touchdown, and they'd be like, "Yeah, good job. You're a girl, and you're trying a boy thing."
Run up into the stands, toss David a lateral.
Yeah, she's like, "Hey, handoff," and I'm like, "What?"
David's up there like, "Excuse me."
Yeah, it was one of the craziest things I've ever been to. So we had given them the cans of food, and like as soon as like the clock ticked out its last second, we were running to the car. And, like, there were, like, you know, high school kids picking fights in like, the parking lot where we're trying to get through. It was so crazy.
I do not miss high school. I do not miss the drama.
High school was fucking crazy. Just watching these kids, like, brought me back to all the terrible shit I hated.
Yeah.
Like, all the over, like, because everybody is, like, in a vaudeville-style pantomime. So, like, even if, like, you see a friend, you have to, like, way overreact like you're in a silent film. Or you have to, like, get overly hurt by someone's, like, you know, casual shrugging off of a comment. And I'm like, holy fuck, I hate these people.
And you're that one bitchy
friend. I feel like you're well-prepared to help out Jeff. Like, when I had problems in high school, my dad was like, yeah, they made fun of me for liking the Kaiser, too.
The Kaiser?
My parents are so fucking old that it was just like their high school issues was like dad. My dad was like, "Yeah, we didn't have enough bales of hay to sit on when we were doing our alphabet."
I'd have to be the one to go up and get the basketball out of the peach basket.
And here's the thing with Jeff, though, we can't really help him because he doesn't know how to tell us.
Yeah, he has
things that goes
still
on
completely
school.
In the dark as to the English language. So like, there's nothing. There's no helping him. Like, I'm sure he just goes through. Day-to-day life, hearing like what Charlie Brown hears when his teacher talks.
Womp, 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 womp,
yeah,
womp.
Only to come home and be like, "Yep, everything's great." And I'm like, "What?" Like,
David's like, "You want to play Rocket League? I poisoned my last child."
Right. I don't think he could do that. I don't. It's like life.
Does he not have fine motor skills?
Over the water. Well, he doesn't know anything. Like,
yeah, it's.
Pop culture is
yeah, there's zero.
It's like
there's,
he's in North Korea.
There's nothing there. It, like, he doesn't know football. He doesn't know Marvel Comics. He doesn't know, there's no end. Any sort of cultural touchstone. And, like, not even the ones that other 15-year-olds are sort of getting. So, that's the thing. It's just like having an alien who's also hard of hearing come and live with us for a while.
Did he eat your cat?
Yeah, I got a cat. I finally caved, and I'm like, "Yeah, Crystal, let's get that cat," and he ate it. And I was like, "Whew, thank God, I didn't really want that."
Looking for Milmar.
Yeah, so that was an insane night. And that's the thing. Like,
and it was an hour long. It was only an hour.
Yeah, it was only an hour.
It felt like a day.
It felt like I was, and since it happened so quickly, like, because it started at 7, and he didn't tell us about it until, like, 7:08. So it was like being ripped out of my house by a tractor beam, planted in this hard, uncomfortable metal bleacher seat, and then just, like, bright colors and people talking, and I'm like, "What the fuck is happening?"
It was crazy.
Yeah. So what?
Sounds amazing, really.
Yeah. I wouldn't say no to another one.
Well,
I'll
we'll
just
probably
put it that way.
Be going to the homecoming.
I don't know about the dudes football, but like the girl football, I think I would watch that one again because it's a little looser and it's not as like not as many hardcore dads being like, "Yeah, crush that guy's skull, son." You know.
See, I feel like that's what my dad wanted me to be, was the person who was crushing skulls, and instead I was the guy who was like, "Magikarp."
How disappointed he must have been.
Just the other day, my parents were like, "Man," I was telling my mother, like, "You guys never took any interest in stuff that I was interested in." She's like, "No, you were interested in soccer and basketball." I was like, "No, you people placed me there."
Yeah, that's the same. I feel like my mom wanted to play piano, and that's why I was forced into piano lessons. Because I never showed any interest.
I could not see you playing piano.
Yeah, I fought it tooth and goddamn nail every time she had to take me to my piano practice. And it wasn't like I wasn't getting anything useful out of it. My mom was essentially paying this woman to babysit a sultry, surly me for an hour.
Yeah. Did you have the piano teacher that would put the Vaseline on the right below the keys so you couldn't put your wrist down?
No.
Yeah, my piano teacher would do that. Like, if you put your wrist down, there was a layer of Vaseline on this piano where you'd be like...
That is insane.
But I was like, Mom, what do you think I was doing in my room after school? She's like, I don't know, homework. I was like, I was playing Xbox Live with 32-year-old dudes.
Yeah. How old were you?
I was in high school, so like 15.
Oh, I thought we were talking about younger, like, because I took piano when I was young. Like,
well, no, I took piano when I was very, very young, and immediately I was like, fuck this. I don't want Vaseline wrists.
Yeah, and like, my teacher wasn't terrible. She was also my parents' handbell choir leader. That's the type of childhood I had. My parents did handbells, and I even got into it because they forced me. And then, you know, piano lessons and all this boring shit. Like, all my friends were like,
joking me?
All my friends were like, yeah, Super Nintendo. And I was like, yeah, I got to go to handbell practice. I'm playing the baritone section.
I got the handbells, guys. I don't need Super Mario RPG.
Yeah, I feel like that's why I missed out on video games, because my parents were like trying to get me into all the lamest hobbies to keep me like a boring person.
My parents were always like, you're going to be a physical boy. I'm like, I am frail like glass.
Yeah, I never liked the physical shit either, because like, it didn't seem to net me anything. Like, it wasn't a skill I could show off to a friend, and it wasn't like, I didn't want to play basketball because I hated other kids and I hated sweat from other kids. And I didn't want them, you know, sports.
I hated those sweaty kids mashing against each other. Turned me on so much.
The sports are the worst for like someone who's mildly germophobic, because in the locker room, and even if you're not in a sports team, if you're in junior high and high school, there are dudes sharing like a can of Coke or sharing a bar of soap or like sharing towels. I was like, oh, ugh, couldn't handle it.
I did band.
Band's all right,
I guess.
Sometimes there's chicks with huge tits, and they'll show them to you.
I was in choir, not choir. I took chorus because my parents didn't want to rent a violin.
I did all three. I did orchestra, band, and chorus.
Yeah, I went into the elementary.
Oh, triple threat.
Yeah, I went into the elementary orchestra room because it was like, oh, you get to pick whatever you want. You can be in band, orchestra, or chorus. So I was like, I want to learn how to play the violin. So I went in there, and like on day one, it was like, oh, make a name tag. What instrument do you want to play? Blah, blah, blah. Like, but basically bullshit time wasting. Mm-hmm. By day two, I'd already asked my parents if I could get them to rent me a violin. They, of course, said no because we were poor. And so I went in and I was like, yeah, I can't. My parents won't rent me a violin. So is there one like the school owns that I can borrow? And I remember the look on this bitch's face. She didn't say a word. Like, not a word of consolation. She just lifted her right hand, did that curt little wave, and said, bye-bye.
What a bitch.
David got yanked into the chorus room.
Yeah, this fucking bitch. It was day two. She's like, okay, bye-bye. Chorus is, you know, down the blah blah blah. I'm like, well, what the fuck, bitch? Like, not even...
I see one hanging.
Yeah, because there were kids who got school-sanctioned instruments. Why not this? Oh,
not poor enough.
That was,
goodbye.
That was the first time in my young life that I felt, like, actual rage toward another human being. God damn, did I hate her. But yeah, so I forget why we started talking about that.
Oh, because we're talking about school and clubs.
Oh, yeah, Yeah, so Andy, I want to get into this bit a little bit before we completely pass into the next segment, because every time someone responds on Facebook, I feel like I have to honor that cooperation.
That interaction.
Yeah, that interaction. So I went to Facebook and I said, hey guys, you know, I want to try, we've done this before, but I asked them for just give us some words that maybe we can base some stories off of. And maybe we can get to something that we've never shared before. And of course, you know, Superfan Cherish, the only one to ever respond to anything I ever asked for.
She's so nice, too.
Yeah, she is. So she wrote in and gave us some words. I'm going to start running these down. And some of them I feel are definitely leading. So I've got, looks like, since Cheris is only one to respond, she did us the kindness of giving quite a few words. So I'm going to run through them here. And if you seize upon any that makes you think of a story that we've never told before, jump right in. So, and like I said, some of these are a little leading. So we've got...
I saw a couple of those that, yeah, I have a story.
Okay, so we've got Orange Chicken, It, which I assume is based off of the recent It and not the IT scenario.
Yeah.
We've got Rap, Balls Deep, Pumpkin, Kingdom, and Monstrosity. So does any... I've got one definitely, I think, for Pumpkin. Can you beat pumpkin story?
Start with your pumpkin.
Okay, so this it may not even be very interesting, but here it goes. So when I was young, it was around Halloween, and we're gonna get the jack-o'-lanterns and everything, and me and my brother are gonna carve them and everything. But this year was different because my mom was like, "Oh, I heard this crazy new thing where you can take the pumpkin seeds out, roast them in the oven, and then eat them."
They're so fucking good.
Here's the thing. This was years before David started selling roasted pumpkin seeds. This is before the pumpkin seed fad had hit big. And I looked at my mom and I thought, you are fucking crazy.
You crazy bitch.
Yeah. you crazy bitch, I told her. But like she
backhanded her.
Yeah. She said that me and my brother were like I'm in third grade. He's, younger. And she's like, I'm going to pull these pumpkin seeds out and I'm going to roast them and eat them. And I immediately thought, oh my God, my mother's lost her mind. Because this immediately reminded me of the time that my mom was like, we're going to make our own grapes. And I thought.
Oh, hold on.
Uh-huh.
That's a new story. Yeah. Make our own grapes.
Yeah, so that story leads into this one. But before the pumpkin seed thing happened, and I thought my mom was suffering from early onset dementia, she was like, oh, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make our own. Oh, did I say grapes? I meant raisins.
Oh, okay. Raisins. Because if you make your own grapes, that sounds like she's going to rehydrate raisins.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. She's like, we're going to get some grapes and make our own raisins. And I thought, why the fuck are we doing that? We always, always, always had like a half a gallon Tupperware thing that was never less than 3/4 full of fucking sun-made raisins. But for whatever reason, my mom got this bug up her ass and she's like, we're going to make raisins. So, and it was like so low rent. It is unbelievable. How would you think someone would go about making raisins, Andy?
Yeah, you put them in the sun. They're sun-made, David.
Well, wouldn't you? Okay, so maybe in the sun, but maybe like one of those popular food dehydrators that Ronco sold.
Yeah, Ronco Peels.
Yeah. So I thought, okay, maybe this will finally be the day we actually buy a food dehydrator so Dad doesn't have to make us beef jerky in a retrofitted refrigerator. Which is also another story. So anyway, moral of the story is my mom's like, okay, let's get this underway. So my dad goes to Home Depot and buys two window screens. And then they put the screens out on the table in the backyard, roll out of the grapes, put the other screen on top, and then we just wait. So
of course,
guess who loves the taste of a grape?
Everybody.
Exactly. So, like, it was constantly covered in birds and covered in bird shit, and there were always, like, animals trying to get at it. So, when it finally worked out where we got a yield, a harvest of raisins, they were fucking terrible.
I've got a mighty raisin harvest.
Yeah, it was so terrible. Like, these homemade raisins, and like, some of them, like, had, like, they were the big yellow grapes that we started with, so they were awful and full of these giant seeds, and I just remember thinking, like, who does this? Like, God put raisins in tiny little red boxes for a reason, and not for Halloween.
It is not for Halloween.
Yeah. So that immediately, the pumpkin seed thing brought me back to this raisin fiasco. So, we're all shelling out our pumpkins and carving up the thing. And mom is, getting all the pumpkin seed, like those stringy intestine-like guts out of the seeds. And she's spreading them carefully on a piece of wax paper or parchment paper on a cookie sheet. And she's seasoning them. And I remember, like, the smell that filled the house, and I was like, oh my God, this is a nightmare. And so she pulls him out, lets him sit, and then pops a handful up in her mouth, and I thought, oh my god, what is happening? Like, I was
she's
like,
gonna die.
I was like, why are you eating pumpkin seeds? I kept thinking. But that's the thing. Like a year or two later, they blew up all over market, and now you can get them anywhere.
Yep, they're good.
Well, did she clean them properly and leave them to dry, or did she just take them straight out of the pumpkin and roast them?
Well, that the process was there. She cleaned them and then spread them out and did all the proper things. I imagine what you would need. But that's the thing. Like roasting pumpkin. Like, the inside of a pumpkin smells terrible, and we've all had that thing where you put the jack-o'-lantern in, you do the test thing with the candle, and then you have to, like, pull it in for the night, so you pull the top off, and that immediate wafting of, like, singed pumpkin activates your gag reflex, and you fill it with vomit.
I don't recall ever doing a jack-o'-lantern.
What?
Ever?
Well, my dad's a neat freak, so we were, if I got shit on the floor or whatever, he'd freak. So I don't think I don't have memory of making a jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, so maybe this year will be Jeff's first time and your first time.
Yay.
Jack-o'-lanterns are pretty fun, except that it takes so much fucking work.
Well, yeah, that
yeah, I don't
and
do the work.
Here's the thing that you don't realize, because when you see all like, and you see all the jack-o'-lanterns around the neighborhood and some of them were like really good and they've got like the Rolling Stones logo carved into them or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But here's the way it always goes for me. I always get the one that, like, where the inside of the pumpkin wall is an extra 2 or 3 inches thick.
Yeah.
So it's more or less like I'm trying to carve out a goddamn bowling ball.
Or if you get the one that's an exceptionally thin pumpkin.
Oh, yeah. And then
when you get in there to scrape out that pumpkin membrane, you're there for 5 hours going, God damn it.
Yeah. And then, like, as you're putting in the nose, like, your hand slips, you punch right through the goddamn thing and you have to throw it away.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'd rather paint mine.
No.
So we had a year one year where my parents were like, okay, we're not carving jack-o'-lanterns this year. That's dangerous. Uh-huh. We're going to paint them.
Okay. So how did... But that's...
It was like we'd always carved, like they'd always get me the kit and shit. Mm-hmm. And we just carve them. But one year my mom was like, no, dangerous.
Well, and that's the thing. Like with a painted pumpkin is only good on the opposite time you will be trick-or-treating. As soon as it's dark, you just have a pumpkin on your front porch that no one can see the face of. That's why you put
a
fucking candle in it. Ugh. So yeah, that was my pumpkin story. The time I thought my mom had gone clinically insane because she wanted to eat the inside of a pumpkin.
Nice.
What were our other words?
Oh, we had orange chicken, it, balls deep, kingdom and monstrosity. Oh, and rap.
Rap like rap?
W-R-A-P.
Music? Oh.
Like, as in a...
Oh, rap.
I was thinking music rap.
Mm-mm.
See, I had one for orange chicken, and it's just, man, have you ever walked into a... Because Panda Express is open until 10.
Uh-huh.
Quote.
Okay.
You ever walk into a Panda Express around 9:30, and the only thing they have is 2 noodles for chow mein, and then, like... Broccoli beef with just broccoli?
Yeah, and the noodles have been there so long, they've gone back to where they were before they boiled them.
So my wife and I understand this sort of thing, but we were coming back from a party and we were like, okay, I'd like something to eat. The Panda Express is right there. There was a lady in front of us that was going apeshit on the poor little girl who was manning the counter like, why don't you have all these things? She's like, because it's 9:45.
Yeah, not a lot of people get the munchies at this time.
Except that the lady was like, fucking fine, I'll buy everything. Left nothing for anybody else.
Whoa. So she was so pissed she fucked you
over. She
took
the last of everything. She's like, just put it all in the same container. You'll count that as one container.
That's fucked.
And Alex and I were like, well, I guess we're going elsewhere? Lady, you are nuts.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, people in the public, man. That's the worst part of the public is the people. Well,
I don't understand that. Like, when we're closing down the store, like, it's 9:30. We're about to close. Make your final selections and head toward the front. And, like, 2 people come for us. And then 15 minutes later, it's 9:45. Please make your final selections. We open at 8 tomorrow. Please come to the front. Maybe 5 people. It is now 10 o'clock and we are closing. The lights shut off and they scurry out like cockroaches.
Yeah, see, I've been in stores where I've heard that first announcement and I am immediately gripped by panic.
Yeah.
Every time I've been in there and they're like, it is, like, let's say they do close at 10. It's like, oh, it's 9:30. We'll close in half an hour. I just stop shopping. I clutch the things I already have close to my chest and I run out like I'm going to be sieged by Mad Max warriors. Like, I do not want to be anywhere. I don't want to be that guy who like is like staring at a roll of toilet paper when like blackness descends on me and I'm like, oh my god. Like,
oh god. Okay, David, here's a story for you, and it continues our white trash story from the other night. The last day I worked was, I had like 5 days off this week. 5 days off in a row. It was wonderful.
Nice.
But the last day I worked was last Thursday, and the announcement comes up. Closing. Lights turn off. Lady comes up. She goes, I only have so much on this card. Can you run it for me and see how much is on there? So I was like, okay, your order comes to $32. This card has $19.10. She goes, okay, cancel it and we'll just do $19.10. I canceled the whole order. No payments went through, David. I hand her back the card and I'm almost certain she swapped it. Because we try to run it again with just $19 and it's not going through. So I go, I'm sorry, maybe they put a temporary authorization. She goes, no, now you'll just give me the cash and I'll pay for it that way.
What?
And I'll give you my card. I'm like, no, lady, I can't do that. Any manager in the darkness somewhere, come help me.
So what happened?
Well, eventually I was dismissed 20 minutes later than I was supposed to get off.
Holy shit.
And as I was walking out, the lady's still yelling about how she wants cash for her card.
Now, oh my God. So that's another thing that I feel is like the white trash equivalent of like embezzlement is like gift card fraud.
Oh yeah. No, like David, there's specific pop-ups that happen. Like this cannot be paid for with this.
What? Here's my other question, I guess, is like your time, no matter if you're white trash, if you're like the leader of a Fortune 500 company, whatever, your time is not worthless. No matter who you are, your time has a value. So the fact that someone would come in before you guys close, spend a lot of time dicking around, getting $30 worth of shit, then coming up, doing the $19 thing, switching the card. Like, this is calories burnt, all for $19.
$19. Exactly. And I kept on trying to, she was like, well, you suspended the transaction. Did you suspend my money? I was like, no, nothing went through.
Stupid. I have no access to your money, bitch. Like, what do you mean suspended the,
I paused your transaction. That's it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So this bitch probably, all said and done, put 3 hours into this scheme. She probably, you know, got the idea back when she first got the card and had the $19 and was like, ah, I got an idea. So she went home, worked out the logistics, came in like an hour early, did all of her fucking around, did the thing with you, and then continued to do it with the manager. So, like, let's say if she did get the $19 and she...
I imagine they did because we all want to go fucking home.
I would have told her to get the fuck out if I was the manager. Like, what the fuck?
Well, this is a gigantic white trash woman. The manager was a 4 foot nothing, like, Asian girl.
I still would have been like, get the fuck out of here.
And David, I imagine the reason I went home is because I started doing this where I put my hands like parallel to each other and thrusting them at people like, no, you don't understand.
Yeah, you're like holding hey, yes,
you dumb whore.
Yeah. But so here's the thing. Let's say that plan went off and she got the $19 for her 3 hours of work. She pulled in $6.33 an hour.
David, she paid for half of the stuff with Snap to begin with, so...
What the fuck is Snap?
It's it's welfare for food.
Oh, so it's like the food stamps here.
Well, I imagine they still use Snap for you. It is food stamps, though. It's Snap.
We don't call it Snap. We call it EBT.
David, I have a textbook that calls it Snap, so... Well, no, EBT is a different thing. Snap is for kids.
We have WIC for kids.
Oh, still have WIC?
I can't believe how much of this white trash shit I know. Oh, I know how I know it, because I work in the medical industry, and everyone who comes in with a complaint is usually looking for a refill of their Viagra because they're going into Vegas for the weekend, or they're having their piss tested for chlamydia.
Jesus.
Well, that's back before I worked at the kids' clinic, obviously.
I need my kid tested for chlamydia before we go to Vegas.
That was the thing that made me the happiest to see when I worked at the other one, is like if someone came in for an STD screening or a Viagra refill, no insurance would ever pay those, but we never got any shit from those people because they didn't want to argue with us about it, because then I have to pull it up and be like, well, you were seen for, let's see, it looks like you had a screening for chlamydia, gonorrhea, and this, that, and the other. No one wants to have that conversation, so they just send the check.
Well, exactly. It's like, so you're positive for gonorrhea, also give us $1,000.
Well, it was never $1,000 for a chlamydia test.
Nope, chlamydia cost $1,000.
Yeah, because they always swabbed it with a golden Q-tip.
David, I swear to God, we've been into the doctor for much less than chlamydia, and they're like, pay us like $700.
Well, if they're doing multiple tests, that's one thing. Like
hey, do you need your chest x-rayed? Oh my God, an x-ray? How much does that cost?
Yeah, well, if you're lucky, like $60. But if they know that you've got insurance, then more.
Well, yeah, and then you get the ass end of that.
Yeah, there are so many problems, but that's, you know, whatever.
Although, like, no, David, I was so happy the other week. I got a couple letters. I was like, what the fuck are these?
Uh-huh.
And I opened them up, and they're checks from a dentist.
Oh.
And I was like, what the fuck? I haven't had insurance for like 3 months, 3 or 4 months now. What is this? So I call the number on there. Like, what is this? They're like, well, initially we had you pay us because your insurance was refusing to pay, but we made them pay us. So we're giving you your money back. And I was like, oh my God, thank you.
That's kind of a dick move by your dentist, though, because like my job is that person who has to hound the insurance company to get the money back. And like, if we were doing that all the time, like that'd be insane. Be like, hey, we don't trust your insurance, so why don't you go ahead and pay us the full $700? Like, no way, man.
Well, the insurance always covered something, but they were always supposed to cover something more. But when it didn't, we'd be like, okay, I guess the insurance just kind of fucked up.
Oh yeah, the insurance is so confusing.
It's a scam, David.
And it's a scam.
You can get better medical care in Mexico. Just go down there.
Yeah, I'm always telling people, hey, you know, what's that, a broken leg? Skip the doctor's visit. Head south of the border. They'll set it, like, with a horse cast, but they'll make it fit.
Set it and forget it.
Yeah, they will forget it.
Yeah, just
it.
Like Ron Popeil and his dehydrator that David needed.
Yeah, I needed that dehydrator. I wanted real grapes and jerky. Not bird shit covered garbage and refrigerator junk.
David, I knew a family that had 3 dehydrators and they used to make jerky that was the best.
I don't doubt it. When you do, that's the thing. Here's the thing I keep trying to hammer into my parents and anyone who will listen. I said, if you do the thing the right way, it'll turn out good. But no, everybody seems to have this like this brilliant workaround where it's just as good a result at 1/10 the cost. Because when I was like, hey, let's, I forget how the jerky thing started. Either like my dad got the wild hair up his ass to start it, or we got something like do-it-yourself jerky fixins from a friend. And so I was like, yeah, time for a food dehydrator. We're going to have like straight up awesome jerky.
Banana chips too.
I didn't like bananas, but that
Fuck
was
you.
But that was a byproduct that my other, you know, my relatives could have enjoyed the banana chips. So instead of spending the $40 on a Ronco 6-level food dehydrator that could dehydrate it in a matter of hours, my dad was like, you know what I've got in the garage? An old mini fridge, an old hair dryer, and some oven racks.
What?
Yeah, so we had so
did you get a load of the nerd?
So our food dehydrator was an old mini fridge that my dad drilled a hole in to stick the cord for the hairdryer through, wired up to some cheap thermostat, and it looked like Frankenstein's toilet. And so you'd open it up and you'd see like the hair dryer, full blown hair dryer, and they're circulating the hot air. But like what had happened was the hair dryer was blowing the hot air, which caused the plastic inside to start to warp. And so the corner started pulling away from itself and knocked everything over. And so that was like, it was, now keep in mind, your time is not valueless. This was probably 40 man hours put into a thing that we could have got for $40. All just to make jerky out of hamburger meat.
Meanwhile, I got yelled at by my friend's dad for eating an entire container of venison garlic jerky.
Yeah, well, I would get mad at you for that, too.
Look, it wasn't just me, but they blamed it on me.
Well, of course, you were the outsider. It's all about tribalism, man. So, yeah, that's the thing. If anything else, what you should bring home with you from this show today is your time is not valueless. So the quote unquote free dehydrator my dad made plus the price of whatever little crappy thermostat he got probably was not offset by having a clean, professionally manufactured, intentionally good working piece of material that we could have started immediately with. And then waiting four days while a hairdryer made us beef jerky.
Also, when the lights turn out in any department store, fucking leave. Drop, I don't care. I don't care if you have a cart full of shit. Leave it where it is. I don't want to see your ass.
So, what? Why are people hanging around for so long?
David, because people, like we just said, people don't read signs. People don't listen to announcements.
I always figured that the public at large felt at least a tiny bit of what I felt as a human. So, like, when they heard the, we're closing in half an hour, they must have been gripped with at least a little bit of the fear that I felt. But at some people, like, those switches are just either off or permanently burnt out.
Because they're awful people.
Yeah, it's like they're going out of their way to, like, you know, not be a human being.
Well, no, they're obviously more of a human being than they are. They're shopping at Target, where everything costs more, but it's the same shit you get at Walmart.
Listen,
or
I think the only reason Walmart went to 24 hours a day is because they were tired of kicking toothless white trash hillbillies out of their store at midnight.
But I swear to God, if you grocery shop at Target, you are butt-fucking yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. But that's the thing. Like, it, they might be imposing that. It's like a tax that is, you know how poor people will buy lottery tickets because they don't feel like they have enough taxes taken out of their life?
I get it, David, but it's a lot of poor people buying groceries from there because they're like, I don't like to go to the Walmart. That's white trash.
Well, I can't disagree with that sentiment, but
I will go anywhere that has the best sales.
I'll go anywhere that gives me the least amount of opportunity to deal with mouth breathers. If I've got to pay,
then you're never leaving the house again.
If I've got to pay a little extra to like cut it down from a 25% ratio to a 23%, I'll fucking do it because that's how dedicated I am to hating the poor.
Are you grocery shopping at Target?
No.
Okay. No. Don't butt fuck yourself because everything is like a 50%. It's like, hey, do you want like ground beef? How about $10?
Well, I am well off. I'm in terms of like that. I'm rich, but not stupid rich. Like,
well,
I'm not,
David. We're both middle class.
Yeah,
maybe lower middle class.
Yeah,
but
I'd like to think you and I are probably dead square in the middle. Like, I'm not upper middle class like my folks, like bordering on rich, and I'm not like lower middle class like, you know, the
David,
people.
David, paying for classes and books has driven me into lower middle class.
Well, no, here's the thing. There are two categories you can be in when you're out of money. You can be broke or you can be poor. Now, broke is, oh shit, I just had to sign up for classes and buy $1,000 worth of textbooks. I'm broke. And you turn out your pockets and the moths fly out and you go, meh. Now,
David's patented moth.
Yeah.
Wallet moth.
My patented wallet moth. But if you're poor, you're constantly fearing for like where you're going to get your next meal and like where to get the next ramen or like who at the gas station you can charm into giving you a couple bucks because you're out of gas.
But that doesn't mean I don't avoid paying $50 for sushi every 5 days.
Right. And that's a very inside reference, but but that's the thing. We're right in the middle. We don't have enough money to burn on stupid shit so we can, completely evaporate the lower class from our lives, essentially. But we're not having to spend so much time in the shallows where we're like, ugh, I wish I could break out of this caste system. We're in that point where we're like a healthy dose of like events away from the rabble and, you know, mixing it up with the boys, if you know what I mean.
Ugh, boys.
Hey, boys. You like
hey,
that?
How you doing, boys?
You know what's
you
good?
You want to wear our wife beaters today and drink some Bud Light? No,
hey.
No, none of us do.
Hey, man, I just found this vape juice tastes like Mountain Dew. I'm in love. Yeah,
let's rip some sweet cotton, bro.
So, yeah, I think with a little time and energy, we could probably bump ourselves up to upper middle class.
I'm putting in the time and energy, David. Right now, I'm attending an education class that doesn't teach me anything.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, school, after basic addition, subtraction, and reading, do you remember algebra? Do you remember anything of geometry? Do you remember anything of...
Hell no.
I do remember geometry, because geometry is actually important.
No.
Is it? I have not.
Yeah, because I often measure things and do square footage.
Oh, well, that's different.
That's fine, but like...
That's geometry.
Square footage is like straight up regular math, though. Like, unless you're looking into a room that has like a triangle over here and is half rhombus. Like, you're not going to pull out any of your fucking Pythagorean theorems.
Don't you make fun of my rhombus room.
Yeah. I say, Andy, get rid of this rhombus room.
I mean, I have
rumpus.
Zero interest in relearning rays.
Yeah, like, and the quadratic equation, all that shit, like, you don't need. Like, from grade 7 to 12, you're just out of your parents' hair for 6 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah. But David, I have one physical class I attend,
mm-hmm.
and there's supposed to be a lecture, but it's only about 20 minutes of lecture, because there's also presentations where you're with a group, and you have to present to the rest of the class as though they were an elementary school class.
Oh, God.
So today, David, what I did was I learned a little bit about the actual modalities of learning.
Ooh.
And then I made a Big Dipper out of star stickers and traced it with chalk.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know how much I paid for this class?
Too much?
$950.
$450.
Oh.
You're only out by $500.
That's all.
Yeah, that's, like, I get that, like, it's the thing you want to do and you have to put up with all this shit. But if I didn't like having to teach a classmate when I was in that specific, I thought that was beneath me in the sixth grade. I can't imagine revisiting it in my 30s.
Oh, but I've been actually spending time at the school I used to janitor at as an assist. I have to do 25 hours of assisting, basically.
Is it bringing back good, like a pleasant memories? You say hello to Carla every once in a while? Well, no,
like, oh my God. So my bitch ass boss is now grifting that school for thousands of dollars.
How?
Well, she got herself put on light duty, which means she doesn't have to come in. Somebody else does her job, and they still pay her.
What?
Unbelievable.
But no, like I walked in, I walked into the school. I said, "Hey guys, I need to do practicum, which is observations and helping." And a bunch of teachers are like, "Me." So I've got 15 teachers I can fucking help out.
Nice.
I just helped, and it was sweet today. Like yesterday, I helped out. This teacher who does second grade. And I just kind of sat there and helped read and stuff. Today I came back in. She goes, oh, I ran into her in the hallway. She goes, go to the class. The kids are in music. I come back. I sit in the chair. They see me there, and three kids immediately run up to hug me.
Aww.
Now, that's the thing. When a child that you are not related to runs up and hug you, it's equal amounts like heartwarming and also kind of creepy.
Well, no, immediately I was like, am I supposed to hug them back?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
what
it always
do I do
puts
here?
You in that weird no man's land where you throw your hands above your head and you're like, this feels weird.
All done.
Need an adult.
Well, no, I gave him a great big bear hug because I'm not a dick.
Well, yeah, but I still feel like there's still part of me that's like, this is a little
Well, no,
weird.
There's part of me that's like, am I going to be sued later?
Yeah. That's the thing. So anyway.
But like, It was nice to go back to the school and be like, hey, I'm actually doing what I said I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, and well, the vice principal saw me. He's like, what are you doing here? My practicum, bitch.
He flipped to the bird. Is she still the one who thinks you were doing cocaine?
Yeah.
What? Oy, oy.
Oh, man.
But like, I walked in, I was like, who wants to help me become a teacher? And all the teachers were like, I do.
Yeah, that's I can't imagine like you going back in there and then be like, ugh, gross, it's you again. Like, so how's Gary?
I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, maybe he died.
He must be happier because that bitch is not at work ever.
Yeah. I wonder what would have happened if she had taken that bit early and like gotten out of your hair before you'd gotten fed up with it.
Well, the secretary told me that she left. She injured herself almost immediately after I left.
Because she knew she was going to have to work.
Right.
What a straight up bitch.
But I've been having fun with that. It's just that like the actual class is just like, okay, so today I did a Native American rain dance.
Uh-huh.
I actually did today do a Native American rain. And oh my God, my group, the group I'm in. So I didn't want to be in the last group that presents, except that I was the last person in line to receive the paper.
Uh-huh.
And there was only one more spot open. So I'm with all the lazy people.
Okay, yeah.
And we have to do something. And there, one of the girls was like, I don't know, recycling. And all the other girls was like, oh yeah, recycling. Good. I was so like, well, how are we going to do multiculturalism with recycling? And they're like, I don't know.
Well, you can just say a word. Like, what should we do? Recycling. That is so, like, that's like saying, what should we do? Water? What the
no,
fuck?
No, exactly. Yeah. Well, and then, so I'm like, okay, let me look up some shit. And I start, I was like, what, because we have to do like a multicultural aspect to this presentation.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, I'm going to look up the countries that have the best recycling. Top three Asian countries. And one of the girls goes, I don't like Asian countries.
Racist!
They're too popular right now.
They're too popular.
Mbutu like right fire.
Now. That's an African country.
I know, but I still like it.
So I was like, okay, the next are all Norwegian countries, so maybe we can do Viking recycling.
Wait. So she was a country hipster?
I guess.
That's the fucking most retarded thing I've ever heard.
It's me, three lazy chicks, and one chick who only picked the date that we're presenting because it's Halloween and she can dress up.
Okay.
Nice.
But I was like, okay, well then let's, if you don't like the Asian countries, the next are Netherlands, so we'll do Viking recycling. They're like, oh, Viking recycling, very popular, very good.
Very popular? What?
I've come up with every fucking idea in this group so far. I'm like, you guys implement it. I'll be at home.
That's always a good thing to do. Leave all the heavy lifting to the laziest people.
No, I know I'm going to have to fucking steal construction paper from the place I'm doing my practicum. And I swear to God, David, I have to do 25 hours of this observation. Every teacher I run into is like, you were here for 2 hours? Yeah, put down five.
That's nice of them. But here's the thing. Like, to those people who are like, and we've all been in a group with those gold-bricking assholes, what do they think they're going to do when they get into the real world and they can't farm their teaching stuff onto a team member?
I don't know, David.
Like, you're here to do the thing you want to do. Like, you're trying to get in there and to be like, I want to be a teacher and I want to do this. And so they're like, okay, this is things you'll be doing as a teacher. And they're like, bleh.
So David, I said a phrase today that I never thought I'd say in my entire life.
Okay.
A kid comes up to me and goes, hey, how do you pronounce this? I said, well, sound it out. And he starts sounding it out and he goes, ma-ad. I was like, well, no, there's a bossy E at the end of that.
There's a bossy E at the end of that.
So maybe you want to reread that. And he goes, made. I was like, exactly. You're good.
There's a bossy E. Oh my God. Every day I come to the realization more and more that we are turning into old fucks that are like the exact type of people who we were pointing to a short 5 years ago and being like, look at this old motherfucker. Like,
David, the two reactions I've gotten from my classes, and I've done so far fifth and second grade,
okay,
is, my God, that man's tall.
Okay. Okay.
And from the kids that recognize me as a janitor, I've gotten this reaction. You look a lot better in button-ups.
I was expecting, like, I pooped over there.
Can you clean this
up? No, we don't have those kids yet.
Wow.
For the last 2 days, I've been put in charge of one kid who doesn't have a dad, so he seeks male attention.
Aww. Oh, so you can be his father figure.
Has he called you dad yet?
Oh, that's going
to
happen.
No, but that's the kid who was like, I don't know how to read this. I was like, you absolutely do, you little shit. You just want my attention.
Oh, so yeah, he was fucking with you. So you were like, I am not going to give you attention. Yeah. Figure it out.
Well, no, I absolutely gave him the attention he craved because he doesn't have a dad.
Right.
But you're like, read it yourself. Damn it.
God, well, I can't imagine.
With little kids, you have to be like, okay, sound it out.
Yeah.
Sound it out. And they're like,
exchange students too.
Well, yeah, you could probably use this with Jeff. Be like, that's a bossy E.
That's a bossy E.
I don't think he'd know what
I don't
that
think he's
going
to get that colloquialism. Oh, boy.
But
yeah.
I've come to the conclusion, though, when he does, like, the tutor gives him reading to do, and there's questions at the end. And I am 100% positive that he answers the questions only because he remembers where the word of the question's answer is. Like,
he's just playing a find and replace
game. Yeah, he'll read the question and he'll be like, oh, that was on the first page. And then he'll read the sentence and I'll be like, actually, I guess that's kind of right. But if you keep reading, it's the rest of the answer.
Well, that's the thing. It's this. He's got this tutor, this weird 70-some-odd-year-old lady
who shows up.
She wanted
to take him to freaking, like, on an outing with her and her husband. I'm like, no.
She's met him, like, three times and is like, hey, let's go after the old ghost town. And I'm like, no, the fuck you are
not.
Don't
take my Asian child to a ghost town.
I do not fucking know you, lady.
But since I'm still me, I was making weird references to the children that they didn't get.
Well, yeah, because you're going to make okay, so that's the thing. Now you're going to be the old guy who's like, don't you guys remember Pac-Man? And they're like, we were born in 2004.
Well, no, this kid is, like, we had magnets and the kids had to move the end of a sentence like eight. So it would be like fate or date. And then there would be things that didn't match and they had to write down the words that did actually exist. And this kid was like, I don't know, and he had like date and he moves down. It's like shate.
Shade
a thing? I was like, you sound like Sean Connery right now. That's not what we're looking for. And he goes, what? And I was like, never mind.
So when later they were like, how do magnets work? And you're like, it's miracles. They just looked at you.
Yeah.
Shade.
Well, this kid is moving this magnet down the thing. And he's like, huh? Is that a word? And I'm like, read it, you dick. You know how to read. I've seen you do it.
I'm sure it's probably like one of those like word match video games that you're just like trying every. It's like a point and click adventure. You just do everything that you can until the teacher tells you to move on. These kids' lives are like Monkey Island. That's how you can relate to them. Talk to them about a game that was made 30 years before their birth.
Yep.
But I wanted to make all these references, and that's the only reference I made. And the kid was like, "Who's Sean Connery?" I was like, "Nobody."
He's almost dead. Don't worry about it.
He was in Highlander. Bye.
Yeah, and then he's like, "What's Highlander?"
And I floated away on a cloud of ignorance.
Goodbye.
That's the thing. That's one of the things I was hoping to get out of Jeff when he came here, like so he could like catch me up on like young people culture. But yeah, that's a dead end. That was a dry hole. So I can't. We're not doing that anymore.
His backpack.
Well,
is like a purse.
And I'm trying to relate to these kids on a video game level.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
But all they play is horror games.
Really?
Not Minecraft.
They play Five Nights at Freddy's, Minecraft, and Bendy and the Ink Machine.
I wouldn't call Five Nights at Freddy's a horror game. I would call that a soulless cash grab for assholes and children.
but they
love it.
Oh, I'm sure they do, because it's the game with the least amount of rules. Like, anyone can pick up Five Nights at Freddy's. It's like, hey, don't get killed by these things. It's the only rule.
Not to mention, David, the very first thing that I was put in to teach with these kids was PowerPoint.
What?
I don't know how to use fucking PowerPoint.
Why are fifth graders?
It wasn't fifth grader. Well, no, it was the fifth graders using PowerPoint to make presentations about themselves.
That's crazy.
And first off, I was like, wow, back in my day, I had to cold boot or hot boot floppies.
Yeah, back in my day, we had an Apple II and you'd shove the disc in and you'd wait 14 minutes for it to load and then you could see what's on the screen.
So holy these kids would come here and be like, hey, how do I do this? I'd be like, I don't know. I fucking have Google on my phone. Give me a second.
I'm old. Yeah, but that's the thing. That's probably what's going to separate us from our parents is the ability to like recognize that you don't know something and look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, my parents, my extended family, everybody in the generation above mine, they are holding the world's information in the palm of their hand, but will still look and be like, I don't know how to find blankety blank. Like, I've had people pull me, like, flag me down when I'm at work. I walk the mail out to the mailbox, which is hella far away. I'll still have people in their 60s and 70s, like, flag me down and be like, hey, do you know where such and such is from here? And I'm like, oh, do you have a smartphone? And they go, yeah. And they dig through their purse. And I'm like, look it up.
Their purse is covered in spider webs.
Yeah, it's covered in like those butterscotch wrappers and spider webs. And I'm like, use that, you old bitch!
Get out!
That's the thing. I think that's what'll separate our generation from theirs is the ability to change quicker on the fly.
Do you remember in school those weird projectors that had the clear paper?
Yeah, the overhead projectors.
They still exist.
Do they still do those?
We have them at college.
I think it will be at least 50 more years before they find something to replace those.
Well, no, I suppose the one that we have at the college can do the clear projector, but it can also switch to a mode where it projects like you can put a regular piece of paper on there and it'll project that.
Right, but that's not super high tech. But like those overhead projectors have been in use since 1924, and it's 2017. They have 100 years under their belt at this point. They have no fear of going anywhere.
He's
like,
right.
until someone comes up with a cheaper way to get something on a wall other than like a lens and a light bulb, you know, that's the thing. We're going to have that piece of archaic. And that would be like if we were still using like tires made out of rocks on cars today. Those things
and
have
we
had
spelled it with Y.
Yeah, but everybody has computers and projectors now and stuff. Like they shouldn't
That's the thing. There are some of these old pieces of technology they still haven't improved on with modern means, and those are one of the things that are like a time capsule. Like you can look at a photo from like the AV club in the 40s. They'll have a bunch of those just lying around. And if you fast forward to today, you could probably go into that same school's AV room and find the same ones.
Yeah, that's true.
There are just some things that never, ever die. Anyway, guys, you know what? That's probably it for this episode. We got off on quite a few tears there.
We went off a lot of tears. We can skip creeping on Craigslist, but I do have some good ones for later.
Yeah, we've got plenty coming, but since we were able to stretch this out for so long.
We went on rants and raves about white trash and children.
Really went on all sides.
Yeah, so you know what? Let's start wrapping it up, and you know how we like to do it with a round of staff recommendations.
Nerd.
Okay, so maybe you guys should watch that YouTube video I put up. Maybe not. I'm not going to make that my recommendation. It's up there if you want to watch it on our YouTube channel. But a YouTube channel I am really enjoying is Stop Skeletons from Fighting.
Never heard of it.
It's, you know, one of umpteen zillion reviews of video games, both retro and modern. But the production value is there. I mean, the graphics and the music are great. It's one of the rare gems of YouTube that actually has like legitimate professional polish. So if you like retro video games but are sick of shitheads talking into stick mics in echoey rooms about them, like Stop Skeletons from Fighting is a great, like, high production value retro/modern video game channel. So they'll get my recommendation. I'm sure they don't need it because they're fucking practically getting thousands of dollars a month on Patreon. But Andy, what do you got for us?
I bought a new card. Well, it's a card game that you use a tablet or a phone for called Drop Mix.
Okay.
It's by Harmonix, who did the original Guitar Hero and later Rock Band.
Yeah.
And you have cards that represent different parts of a song. Okay. Like drums, vocals, bass, keyboard, all this stuff. And you put them on this, you link the thing to your tablet and it has a cradle to sit in. Mm-hmm. And it'll play a song and you have to compete against another person to create the best song.
Huh. Oh, so is it kind of like DJ Hero in that sort of like moving things around and pushing buttons or stuff?
Well, there's some pushing buttons in that there's one button that can get rid of your opponent's cards if you don't have any cards that can take over theirs.
Okay.
Like, I highly recommend looking up a tutorial for it because it's very hard to explain, but once you start playing it, it's very fun.
Yeah, a lot of these big AAA companies are getting into the mobile gaming, man. Casual gaming is going to destroy people's pocketbooks.
You can save your mixes, and we had some yesterday that...
Ooh, I'm interested.
That were fucking jam.
Can you email those to me?
Well, I can play one right now.
What? Oh.
Yeah, I feel like something is definitely lost through the microphone.
I like it, though.
I mean, it's good, but I feel like something is... The translation is not great over there.
But there's some... Like, you can actually make some pretty legit fucking just remixes of shit. And there's a mode where you can just put the cards down and fiddle with remixing songs.
So you take, like, existing songs and remix them?
Yes.
Okay.
Using these cards. And the card... Each card represents a part of a song that already exists.
Okay, yeah, because when you were describing to me, I thought you were, like, they were just...
Noise.
Yeah, like, they weren't franchise songs that they were pulling from. You were just trying to make
your... No, they're actually parts of franchise songs.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Yeah, I thought it was going from scratch. That was actually pretty cool. How much was that?
$100.
$100?
What? I don't like it that much.
What did they give you for that?
They give you 60 cards and the big old deck that you need to play it with.
What the... Wait.
It's an actual fairly large... It's about... yay big.
And are these paper cards?
Well, they have computer chips in them, and it's pretty cool technology. Like, when you drop a whole deck of stuff on there, it recognizes what all the cards at the same time.
So it's like Yu-Gi-Oh!
I guess, except if Yu-Gi-Oh! Had computer chips in it.
Well, no, this is exactly fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! But with music, because you'd put your cards on the thing, it recognizes them, and the ones you put down, it, like, manifests them, you know, live, you know?
Oh, yeah, I suppose it would be like the Yu-Gi-Oh! Cartoon.
This is fucking...
That was kind of cool.
That was Yu-Gi-Oh! Disturbed, but I'll be goddamned if I pay $100 for that.
There's a whole story about how I had to go and get it, but...
We'll save that for later. But if you can share those mixes, either email them to me or whatever, and we'll post them to the Facebook every once in a while, and people can jam out.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Krista, what do you got for us?
I don't think I have anything. I got acupuncture today. That was cool.
Would you recommend it?
Yeah. Well, and I can't say yes or no because I, you know, one time getting it, isn't like I don't have, you know, I feel okay. It, like, when you get the needles all put in you and she, like, the lady left and, like, I felt like this weird, like, warming sensation go through me. It was kind
of
weird.
That was
but...
the blood coming out of your pores. Where
yeah,
the
maybe.
Had pierced.
That was a huge Tongan man pouring a mineral oil on your back.
But it was cool.
I'm here
I
for
mean,
the mineral oil.
If you're into that natural crap and you're, you know, ever wanted to try it, I say do it.
Yeah, if you're into that natural crap like I am.
I guess acupuncture is probably like the least harmful new age thing you can do to your body.
It's
like you're
needles.
Not starving yourself or you're not drinking harmful things or.
No, I want to do acutonics.
What's that?
It's a. It's
Is it a card-based video game where you set?
No, it's where instead of jamming needles into people, you hit the same points with tuning forks.
With sick beats.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right, guys. If you want to get in contact with us or try and get in on bits that I put out there like Cherish does every week, you can come by the Facebook. You know, we're always there. I'm always on Twitter. Our YouTube channel, I've got another video idea in the hopper that I want to do pretty soon. I guess that's it. Yeah, you guys know social media. We're on Instagram and all that other shit. Oh, and Joe, if you're listening to this, fucking do your job, damn it.
Ha.
So, guys, until next week, I have had enough of this shist.
I'm Krista.
I'm Henry Twinkler.
Saying, remember, kids, life's a ditch. Can you dig it? See you next week.
And we're out of time.
For this try to Fistful of Podcasts Radio.